Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
And now we travel from forests to seas. Elephant seals spend at least two-thirds of the year far out at sea. They only appear on shore to breed, seeming clumsy and out of place, but elephant seals are at least as formidable on land as in water. Writer Mark Seth Lender saw the seals on the California Channel Island of San Miguel.
Blumbering down the strand, the elephant seal comes, eyes wide and his head in the air. Females beneath his care and command are his wealth. He will defend and defy all who try to take them from him by the thunder of his voice, by threat of harm, by his will and his three long tons. The elephant seal, a creature like no other. Even his name is a misnomer. No flappable ears, no ears we can see at all, no trunk. What grows pendulous in the middle of his huge face is more like a fighter's bulbous nose. Nor does he sport tusks. But the folds of his skin say pachyderm, and hereabouts, surely he is the biggest. 4 long months, without nourishment of any kind, elephant seal lies on the beach and sleeps, while the cove about him roils with life and sound. Snorts and coughs and blowing noses of the pups, coarse growls of mates, a newborn begging for the teat, screaming like a broken piccolo. Elephant seal ignores them all. Only to the occasion will he rise. Having done with nursing and mothering, quietly, while her pup sleeps, one of elephant seal's females begins her escape toward the sea. A young bull, smooth of skin and dark and sure, sees his chance and comes to pursue what the old bull claims for his own. Eyes wide as an elephant in must, elephant seal wakes with a roar. Chest proud, he charges the foe, sounding his song of war. In close, all tooth and gaping maw, they tear and slash and puncture red trails of spittle and foam. The slap of bulk on bulk, mass against bone. Dusk. The female lies with young bull, there in a leeward shallow, sheltered by a great stone, rising like a new throne. Elephant seal, gouged and gray, lies exhausted, part of his regal nose torn away. Dawn. The cove is quiet. Even the air is still. Elephant seal wakes in all his cranky majesty, beachmaster only in name. He will leave now for the far-off shore and never reappear. Not here, not anywhere. He glomps and flumps his laborious way to the sea, thub-a-blump, blump, and gathers what greatness remains, and goes forward, and goes on. Behind him, he leaves his mark, a wake made of sand that will last only till the tide comes in and wipes it away.
Salt Marsh Diary, a collection of Mark Seth Lender's writings on wildlife, comes out in March. To see photos of the elephant seals, go to our website, loe.org. And before we go, here are some more of Mark's recordings from the elephant seal colony on San Miguel Island. Females and pups call out while bulls clap their flippers to fend off other males.
Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Balinski, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Jessica Lee Smith, Ike Shriskandaraja, Mitra Taj, and Jeff Young, with help from Sarah Calkins, Sammy Souza, and Nora Doyleberg. Our intern is Wynn Tucker. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lierisch-Dean composed our themes.
And you can find us anytime at loe.org. And while you're online, check out our sister program, Planet Harmony. Planet Harmony welcomes all and pays special attention to stories affecting communities of color. Log on and join the discussion at myplanetharmony.com. And don't forget to check out the LOE Facebook page. It's PRI's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwin.
And I'm Bruce Gelderman.
Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science. And Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners. The Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve a chance to live a healthy, productive life. Information at gatesfoundation.org. And Pax World Mutual Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision-making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World, for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.